Look, this is a little tough for me to say, but I'm going to tell you guys, to be honest, as I share, as we all share parts of our lives, Jamie and I, we had our, my fiance, we had our first weekend apart. Oh, we're not codependent. We're just best friends. We love each other's company. And I was at my mum's at her retirement village, had a bit to do in Brizzo over the weekend. And one weekend apart, and I find out that Jamie cheats on me.
You what?
I got the phone call. Honey.
Backpedaled.
I've got to be honest with you. There's something I've got to tell you. I said, what? I'm at mum's. I'm out the back on the veranda. I said, are you, what? He goes, are you sitting down? I said, is everything all right? The dogs? The cat? You? I was worried. He goes, yeah, I've done something you're not going to be happy with. I've cheated on you.
What can you say?
This is really heavy.
I said, excuse me? What are you doing? He said, yeah, I cheated on you. He watched Bold and Beautiful without me.
Oh, what?
I thought we were going to have a family hug there and you're...
He what?
He watched Bold and Beautiful without me. I said, save it. I'll be back on Sunday night. It's a big twist at the moment, you know.
No, I don't.
Hope needs to know that her baby Beth is alive, has been alive the whole time, and that Steffi's been bringing it up. So she goes over there and cuddles her own baby all the time. And it's been going on for months, and we need it resolved. And it's getting to the pointy end. And look, trust me, Jamie wasn't into this show until he met me, and I kind of forced him to watch it. And he says to me, you gave me a hall pass. You said I could cheat on you.
I'm lost.
And watch it. And I said, no.
What do you mean?
I said, I did give you a hall pass, but I didn't think you would actually cheat and watch it.
13, 27, 10, did your partner cheat on you and watch ahead of a series that you were watching together? What was the show? We want to chat to you. Kathy in Upper Coomera, what happened?
Couldn't help myself. I've been hanging out waiting to watch the last two episodes of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Hubby's away in South Korea and I've watched it. I can't wait any longer.
Have you told him?
No.
Hang on,
I figured I might pretend, like when he comes back, just to watch it again anyhow. And like, oh my God, yeah.
Oh no, hang on. Oh wow.
You should put a bet on and go, I reckon.
No, don't watch it yet, because he's been away backwards and forwards. When he comes home, he's busy, we do things, and I'm like, I can't wait any longer.
How do you know he hasn't watched it?
I don't. But I don't think he would have. I don't think he has.
Well, why is it good enough for you to cheat and him not to cheat?
Here we go. Kathy, the level of shame, the trying to lie straight in bed at night, knowing that you cheated.
No shame.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's no one next to her.
No, that's it. That's right. No shame.
But what about if your husband's also watched it and you're both going to be acting in front of each other going, oh, wow, this is, oh, look,
It will eventually come out.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, like I did when not over, see that say, coming.
When it's over, I'll say, you know what, I watched that already.
I hope he returns soon and goes, so did I.
Hey, Kathy, thanks for being brave and I hope your husband's not listening from Korea.
No, he won't be.
Okay, good.